2015 was a historic year for the LGBTQ community. After years of fighting for social change, same-sex marriage became legal. It was symbolic of a societal shift in attitudes towards the LGBTQ community over the past decade. But LGBTQ activists say a lot more work needs to be done, and because that work is spread across a number of fronts and with the unprecedented nature of this election season, both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are not portraying issues affecting the community the way activists hoped they would.
I think that's the issue this election, is that we haven't been talked about. There has been an overall silence and ignoring of the issues that impact us. And within the issues that have been discussed, not realizing how they do impact LGBT people. And I think a lot of us are also angry.
That was Delphine Bautista, self-described head queer and director of the Ohio University LGBT Center. To Delphine, the lack of discussion surrounding the issues faced by the LGBTQ community has caused a political climate in which the needs of LGBTQ individuals are not being addressed.
Folks like Equality Ohio can break the silence and raise concerns and push candidates. And some folks are starting to push back a little bit on the language of call out, and rather than calling folks out, calling folks in. But regardless of semantics, raising these concerns because the candidates aren't. And so if they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. And so hopefully, as November 8th comes closer, but even after November 8th, on November 9th, we still need to raise these concerns. And so hopefully we'll see that more and more.
Activists say they are concerned about reproductive rights, trans rights, and anti-discrimination laws for housing and the workplace. Grant Stancliffe, a communications director at Equality Ohio, emphasizes the importance of having allies and candidates who are aware of the issues that affect the LGBTQ community.
Ohio is one of those states where you can be fired just because you're queer or transgender. So that's one big issue that, we would definitely want to see elected officials or candidates who are supportive of the LGBTQ community rather than not supportive.
Equality Ohio reported that there are no statewide non-discrimination protections that protect all Ohioans regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity. Grant believes that the Republican Party's agenda paints a negative picture for the LGBTQ community.
The Republican Party platform is very anti-LGBTQ. And it insults the Supreme Court decision that allowed for marriage equality to happen. It hints at that transgender kids shouldn't be treated equally in schools as cisgender kids. And it even endorses what's called conversion therapy, which is a therapy that tries to change somebody from being gay or transgender to being straight or cisgender.
Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence has spoken about directing funds from HIV treatment into conversion therapy. This is concerning for those who have witnessed and fought for progress over the past decade.
We've made a lot of progress these last 10 years, but even before that. And so the concern with Trump and Pence is that the literal blood, sweat, and tears of a whole group of folks is going to be undermined and devalued. And so for folks who literally gave their lives during the HIV/AIDS crisis and, the work that was done around that, all of the work done around marriage equality, all the work done around raising the visibility and celebration of trans folk, overnight can be undone. Similar to the conversation previously, folks being shoved back into the closet and are being silenced and being ignored. And so it's like we're going backwards instead of forwards. And we know that when it comes to the equality conversation, it is a dance of backwards, forwards, sideways. But this is like going light years backwards, and that's scary.
The lack of attention focused on the LGBTQ community is only one part of the damage. Grant believes the comments made by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have strained the relationships between the LGBTQ community and other minority groups.
One thing that Donald Trump has said time and time again is that he will protect LGBTQ people, but then he says, I'll protect LGBTQ people from radical Islamic terrorists, right? And so he's not really talking about protecting the rights of LGBTQ people. He's taking LGBTQ people and using them as an excuse for his own personal brand of hatred and Islamophobia. So it's a false promise that I think a lot of people are seeing.
For Grant, Trump's rhetoric shows that he is not truly interested in the issues that directly affect members of the LGBTQ community. But for Delphine, this political climate is damaging towards individuals in the community.
I think what we've seen, a lot of the political rhetoric has been our identities being used as weapons, and so further hurting folks. We know that a lot of folks use our identities currently as a weapon to dehumanize us, and so now that has just exploded.
With political tensions running high and the election drawing to a close, it is hard to picture what the outcome may be for the LGBTQ community. But by standing in solidarity and by being an ally, the fight to ensure equality perseveres. For The Outlet, this is Mei Yan Yap.